Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening, my wintry weirdos, and welcome back to another episode of Monsters Among Us Junior. It's me, your MAU Meemaw, back from the land of the dead after a truly wicked sickness, and I couldn't be more excited to return to my favorite group of holiday hooligans. And, if all has gone according to plan, this very special episode has dropped on Christmas Day. And after tearing open your presents with your sharp little teeth, or blowing up your tastefully decorated gingerbread houses, my co-host, Derek Hayes, and I invite you to wrap up in your snuggliest blanket and cling onto those candy canes as we listen to some scary ghost stories of our own. Up first, we have Reese from Texas, with a call that has more surprises than your Aunt Linda's famous fruitcake. Take it away, Reese.
Hi, it's Reese again. I'm still in Texas. My other encounters, one that actually happened to me last night. So I was getting ready for bed. I was brushing my teeth and I was folding some clothes and getting ready for the next day for school. And the weird thing was I was listening to music on my phone, and my speaker on my phone is great. Perfect speaker. But to the story, I was sitting and hanging out and just listening to music, and all of a sudden I start hearing like background singers singing the same words, but instead of the words sounding human-ish, they sounded distorted and demonized, demonic, like it was scary. And then all of a sudden I was sitting in my dark room, because at this time I was laying down in bed, and I see two red glowing eyes in my closet. And I have a phobia, it's called monophobia, which is the fear of being alone and dying alone, I believe that is. So I don't really like it, but honestly, I'm 14, so I suck it up because popularity is really everything at my school. So yes, that happened. And I've seen a couple others. Like I saw a dark spectral, like big dog. If anyone is familiar with Harry Potter, they remember Sirius Black as an Animagus. He could turn into a huge dog, also known as a Grimm. But yeah, that's what I saw. I also saw that at night, one night when I was walking. I also woke up one night and I saw an Indian chief and a tribal chief, I guess. Like an Indian chief, tribal. Like a general tech guy sitting at my bed, and I could hear them talking. It was weird. And they were arguing and screaming at each other. But I was the only one that could hear it. And then one other is you would hear scratching in my walls. And we did have rats, but these weren't rat sounding. But thank you for the chance. Please use these. I'd really like to hear my own voice on the web. But thank you for this chance to call, and I'll listen to you later. Talk to you. Bye.
Now that's a holiday spread. Red eyes in the closet, a Native American spirit scratching in the walls. Reese, I'm not sure there are any boxes left to check off. But the one bit of folklore that stuck out to me was Reese's encounter with a red-eyed spectral hellhound from Norse mythology, the Garm. And while I love a good canine cryptid, I thought I'd take a little festive detour to introduce you to a fearsome feline known as the Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat, also known as Yola Kuturin, is described as being enormous, even larger than local dwellings. Yola Kuturin was said to be similar in appearance to the real-life Norwegian forest cat, except for its size, with sharp whiskers and long, fluffy hair. The modernized story of the Yule Cat was born from a poem in a book published in 1932 called Christmas is Coming. Some of the poem's translations paint a chilling picture of this murderous feline. He roamed at large, hungry and evil, in the freezing Yule snow. In every home, people shuddered at his name. If one heard a pitiful meow, something evil would happen soon. Everybody knew he hunted men, but didn't care for mice. The poem stems from older Icelandic mythology dating back centuries. It warns that those who haven't received new clothes by Christmas, particularly children, are at risk of being attacked and eaten by the Yule Cat. The cat is said to stalk and target children with torn, tattered, or frayed clothing before carrying them off to be devoured.
That clip courtesy of BuzzFeed Unsolved over on YouTube. So, listeners, be sure to wear those new socks today, lest ye be gobbled up by the Yola Kuturin. Thanks for calling in, Reese.
Believe it or not, it is not quite decided who that is yet, so...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
It's Christmas time in the high desert. Happy holidays from Talk 960.
Next on our nice list is Buster from Illinois. What's the scoop?
Hi, my name is Buster. I'm from Chicago and I'm 7 years old. And I have a story for you. So, This morning, me, my dad, and my mom were at a record store, and when I walked in, I was just looking around, and when I was walking at this specific place, I heard something behind me, so I stopped and looked behind me, and there was nothing there. I heard something on the side of me, nothing there, and then I heard something in the vent, and when I looked up, I saw like a black shadow figure, and it had a hat and a gun pocket. And then when I came to show my mom, it was gone. And when I got home, I looked up the history. It's like 150 plus years old, and it used to be a candy store, a grocery store, and a furniture shop. Bye, we really like your podcast.
We can't seem to escape the shadow figures here on MAU Junior, and Buster's encounter is no exception. See, one of my favorite parts about being a folklorist is getting to research haunted locations. Browsing old newspaper clippings, listening to interviews, and examining photographs can go a long way towards giving us clues about who or what might be causing these paranormal experiences. And it sounds like Buster is already a professional researcher. See, he and his mom Jill were kind enough to send us an email with more details about the record store on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago where Buster's sighting took place. And any building with that much history is bound to have a tall tale or two hiding under its floorboards. We've included an illustration of the building in this episode's show notes, so be sure to take a peek when you can. And thanks again, Buster, for the call. All right, gang, if you've witnessed something strange that made your blood run colder than an icicle, be sure to give our hotline a ring-a-ding-ding at 1-833-MAU-KIDS. That's 1-833-MAU-KIDS, or send a voice memo to monstersamonguss.jr@gmail.com. Remember, call from a quiet location, keep your call under 2 minutes, and be sure to get your parent or guardian's permission before calling in. And just like that, this Grinchy Granny is off to chill with her snowies. But I'll leave you in the cold, clammy, mittened hands of Derek Slays.
Thank you, Delaney Reindeer Powers. Punning is hard. Anyway, hello, children. And thank you for joining us here this evening. This very special holiday edition. Now, I hope you've all enjoyed the program thus far. I trust that Delaney has kept you on the edge of your seat. Now, unfortunately, I only have one call to share with you here this evening. But trust me when I say, it is a good one. From the land of Lincoln. That's Illinois, for those that don't know. Please welcome Addie to tonight's program.
Hi, my name's Addie. I'm 14 years old, and my mom, Stephanie, and my stepdad, Drew, are huge fans of your podcast. They fall asleep to it every night, and I always make fun of them and laugh at them. I am a skeptical and a realist, and whenever I heard stories about anything paranormal, I would always just not believe them and kind of laugh at them because I feel like there's an explanation for everything. And that was until tonight whenever I experienced what I did. I play volleyball and I live on the border of Illinois and Indiana, and my volleyball is in Indiana. So me and my mom are on our way. It's dark outside except for the big blood moon in the sky. We're about an hour into our drive and my mom drives a Kia. And her headlights are very bright. Whenever we drive past people, they always flash us because they think that we have our brights on. So we're driving on this dark, isolated road. Again, the only light is from my mom's headlights and the blood moon in the sky. And we're driving, and on the center line, we see this fuzzy black creature scurrying or something, trying to crawl. It just looked like it didn't know what to do with itself. Trying to crawl off the road, scurrying somewhere. And it was fuzzy and black, and then it hurries off the road, and it didn't look like any animal I'd ever seen before. It didn't crawl like any animal I'd ever seen before. So it scurried off to the side, and I quickly look out my mom's window, because that's the side that it was on, because she's driving. And it's standing there in the entrance of this park. Now, there's two posts on either side of the entrance that are probably taller than me. I'm 5'4". That thing just towered over them completely. If I had to guess, I'd say it was 8 to 9 feet. And I'm studying it, and it's white, just completely white, skinny. My mom's headlights, which are normally very annoying, were a great help in this situation because it defined every inch of that thing. I could see its arms, its legs, its torso perfectly, and whatever it had on its body, I can't describe it. But what I can describe is its glowing eye that was facing right at our car. It was just locked in on our car. It was a turquoise color, and it was just staring. It looked like me right in the eye, and I looked it back, and I was just locked in on this creature. And my mom's yelling, "What are you looking at? Like, what was that? What is this?" And I cannot answer her until we drove past it. And I still have no words. I can't say anything. And it takes me a little bit before I can actually describe to her what I saw. And it was a completely clear night that night. There was no rain, snow, anything. It was completely clear. So we call my stepdad, Drew, because he believes in all things paranormal. And we told him our story. He completely believed us. We described everything that we saw. And then we decide that we need to research. So we spend the last half hour researching what we might have seen, and the only answer that we come up with is a skinwalker. So my mom sees, while she's looking up skinwalker, that if you lock eyes with it, you can become possessed by it. So now she's convinced that I'm possessed by the skinwalker. I feel fine. She's very concerned. But I just wanted to come on here and share my story because
I'm the mom in the car, but I actually witnessed this creature moving and scurrying, black fuzzy, weird shape thing in the center. I almost thought it was like maybe an animal that had been hit and was confused, but the way that it crawled and got out of the roadway that I was trying to avoid this hit, and then all I see is a black like thing kind of move in my peripheral vision. But I asked Addy like detail, like what, like skin texture.
I could remember, but I couldn't see it. It was just white. I just saw white. That's the only thing I can describe about its skin. It did have hair. It had black hair. It just wasn't where you think hair would be on a head. It didn't look like a human. It looked like it tried to be humanoid, but that was not a human. That was not an animal. I don't know what I saw. So my perspective about all things paranormal has just been completely changed. So I wanted to share my story because I can't tell my friends or my family because they won't believe a word that I say. So I wanted to share my experience, and maybe you can help us figure out what we saw tonight.
And if we're going to be possessed, since you want that.
I'm not possessed, whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Addie and Eddie's mom. I'll tell you what, we believe you here at Monsters Among Us Jr. And no, I don't think you're possessed either. In fact, I've never heard of that superstition before, that a skinwalker can possess someone simply because they laid eyes on it. Now, I think the skinwalker lore is getting kind of out of hand these days. It was scary enough when it was just a witch or a shaman that through a gruesome ritual gained powers or abilities to morph into different animals and take on their different characteristics. But you know, I can't help but wonder if this was something else altogether that Addie and her mom saw that night. Something with bigger feet.
Illinois isn't just the land of Lincoln, it's also the land of Bigfoot.
Can I tell you how much this story delights me? Illinois had the second most sightings of Bigfoot in the U.S. last year. There were 10 official sightings as counted by the Bigfoot Field Research Organization. Washington State had the most with 12. Overall, since stats started being kept, which I'm sure dates back to the 1700s, Illinois ranks fourth for most sightings. There's only one state that's never reported a Bigfoot sighting, and that is Hawaii.
Now that clip is courtesy of WFLD Fox 32 out of Chi-Town. And look, I'm not saying that you saw a Sasquatch, but that area is well known for sightings, so I certainly wouldn't rule it out. And kiddos, that's going to do it for this episode. we can't thank you enough for stopping by this snowy evening. Now look, if you're thinking of getting Delaney and I something for Christmas this year, let me just drop a hint. All we want is for you to share the show with friends, family, or people that you just met, or even share it on your social media, whatever it is you kids are using these days. We sure would appreciate it, and it'll help keep the show running for a long time to come. Now, Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes, and the delightful Delaney Powers. Copyright Red Crow Media. No additional support is provided by the amazing Sarah Carter Hayes. Now, all media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. And tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Mayu. And lastly, the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian. Now have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, or whatever winter holiday you celebrate. Have a safe and warm evening. And above all else, keep it spooky. Have a good night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.